Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is Stephen A. Smith from No Mercy. Festivals, football, flannels. Some say fall is their favorite time of year. And this fall, there are now updated COVID-19 booster shots designed to help protect against COVID-19 variants. If you've had your primary series, schedule an updated COVID-19 booster shot appointment as soon as you're eligible. And don't forget to enjoy the foliage, sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Let's bring in
our producer, Tyler, for a second, because I have a question for him. Tyler, can you turn your camera on there for me? You're a Cub fan, right?
Yes.
Okay, so is my initial reaction to the way the White Sox handled Jose Abreu's tenure, the way he's leaving, and the fact that they didn't build around him at all, am I overreacting, or is it justified rage?
No, I think it's totally justified of you reacting the way that you should be.
As a Cub fan, would you have paid $60 million over 3 years for Jose Abreu? Because I know the Cubs
were
working on him as well.
I mean, they have the money, but are they going to spend it? No, but I mean, I would have loved that they did that.
You would not have liked if the Cubs would have gave him 3 years, $60 million. You would have been like, what the hell?
I would have taken it.
Yeah. Okay. Then you would have been stuck with no nothing else. You just, that would have been all your money right there. You should be enraged, Shane, that this White Sox treated him the way that they did. But I think there has to be some sort of space there for you to say, yeah, but you know what? He's gone. My Soxdom is still there. Like, you're 100% Jose Abreu, 0% Soxdom, and I don't like that. I don't like that. I got to be honest.
I can't have, like, 2 days to mourn.
Fair.
Everyone grieves differently.
Everyone grieves differently, so I want to be fair there.
I hate it here. I hate it here.
In White Sox, though,
I don't.
In the Southsiders podcast,
I don't even care about other White Sox fans. I don't deserve this. All right, the way that I have carried water for this organization for so long now, the way that I have turned my head the other way and ignored all the boneheaded, bad baseball decisions they've made over the last my true adulthood in this fandom, the last 10 years, I fucking hate them, and because they're making me hate myself.
We got to cut that clip, and then like in May when the Sox are in first place, and Shane's like, "Woo!"
This team won't spend more than 30 days in first place next year.
I mean,
they're operating with a loser mentality. They're not operating with a winner mentality. A winner mentality 4 years ago gives Bryce Harper $375 million. A winner mentality gives Kyle Schwarber $12 million. A winner mentality gives Nick Castellanos $18 million. A winner mentality doesn't give an aging Yasmani Grandal, whose defensive metrics were horrible, $70 million. A winner mentality keeps Jose Abreu around because Jose Abreu wanted to stay around. A winner mentality... It wins.
It's tough, man. It is tough being a Sox fan. Yes, you're right.
And I'm sorry. I know this is a lot right now, but it's football season, so we're not even really talking White Sox on the show on Parkinson Spiegel. So this is my current outlet. This is everything that's been pent up in me for the last 5 or 6 weeks.
Coming out right now, man. Let it out, man. Let it out. Let it out.
Yeah.
We ventured.
All right. I don't have anything else for you. I said what I think their offseason plan is. They're not going to make any more additions. I'd be surprised if they do. I'd be happy if they did, but I don't think they will. And they will do with this what they can do with it?
Yeah, I'll be excited to hear from Pedro Grifol in a couple of weeks and just kind of hear what he's thinking. I mean, obviously that thing's going to start up soon, and you know, he's going to be able to, you know, give us some insight into what he's thinking and what he thinks the club can be. And I'm actually excited. I don't know, Shane. I get it. Jose Abreu's gone. We must grieve. But I got to be honest, man. I still have high hopes for this team.
You're excited?
Not excited. I have high hopes. My fandom exists, and I'm allowing it to. And I'm thinking, you know what? Maybe Gavin Sheets puts 30 on the board next year. Maybe Andrew Vaughn puts over 25, you know? Give me some power in the middle of the lineup. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe I have a six-pack by New Year's Day. Yeah, man. Totally attainable.
Possible. Go hard. It's possible, Shane. That's why you let the money get deducted from your account, because you still want to be there. You still want to see it. And you're not going to hit the cancel button before next 29th. And no, then the 29th after that.
I'm not. You're right.
Roping you back in, buddy. Come on.
If you like what you heard, please subscribe to the Southsiders podcast everywhere you get your podcasts. For Gabe Ramirez, at Chicago_Gabe on all the socials, and myself at Shane_Reardon. Thank you for listening. When can the people hear you next on 670 The Score and B96? What's your schedule this week?
I'll be on tonight. Oh, a Top Drive show.
That's right. In like the 7,000 block of Addison, all the way down there?
Yeah.
By Lane Tech?
No, 7,700 West, so past Harlem.
Yeah.
So it'll be right over the northwest side, Dunny Poorhouse.
Dunny Poorhouse.
Anthony Herron.
Nice. Looking forward to it. Gabe, have a great day. Gentlemen. I will not.
Oh, no.
Goodbye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.